You've heard of weblogs, right? Online journals of a sort that pretty much anyone can write. The beautiful part is that pretty much anyone can read them, too. And so blogs are becoming a tool for companies that might not enjoy big marketing budgets. They're cheap, direct, and they can reach potential customers wherever they may be. Patrick Hirsch has more.
Thomas Mann is a tailor on London's Savile Row. He makes bespoke or handmade suits. They cost thousands of dollars. He runs a weblog called EnglishCut.com. But you can't buy a suit on his blog. You can't even look at fabric swatches. English Cut isn't a typical marketing tool, but Mann says it's been a ripping success.
It's increased the awareness of not just my business, but it seems like the tailoring business by about 200% or something.
Mann had no idea what a blog was until last Christmas, when a web designer friend explained it over a few drinks. The friend suggested he do what he loves, tell stories about his trade on a blog rather than in the pub. In one post, Mann tells how tailors traditionally oil their scissors by rubbing them on the backs of their heads. David Parmet, a consultant who helped create English Cut, says Mann's blog steers clear of the hard sell.
A blog is not a commercial. A blog is a conversation. A blog invites the readers to respond. A blog also allows you not to talk about your own product, because if all you're doing is selling yourself, people will tune that out.
Mann's posts suggest a cheaper alternative to his handmade product. He touts the virtues of one British retailer that sells suits at a quarter of his prices, or less. He even recommends several of his Savile Row competitors.
For grooming people, I suppose, from the youngsters. I mean, I'd say every day, if there's not a comment, it'll be an email from somebody that goes, you know, I'm at college at the moment, but as soon as I get out and I have the funds, I'm going straight to a bespoke tailor's. If not you, then somebody else.
If this approach sounds counterintuitive, consider Stonyfield Farm. The organic yogurt maker has four blogs on its website. None of them focus on the company's products. Instead, they talk about issues like women's and infants' health. CEO Gary Hirschberg says those discussions attract thousands of potential customers to the site every month.
We know for a fact that the people who visit our website stay longer, visit more frequently, and tend to tell 8 to 10 other people that they should also be there.
Tailor Tom Mahan's consultant, David Parmet, says blogs' ability to reach wide audiences for next to nothing has turned marketing on its head.
What the internet did is it made it very cheap and very easy for these small little niche industries that may only appeal to 1,000 or 10,000 people to get their message out.
It's certainly working for English Cut. It's getting thousands of hits a day from San Francisco to Paris. Mann visits clients in both cities. The New York Times and the BBC have publicized Thomas Mann's blog. Not bad, he says, for an investment that's less than the cost of one of his suits. I'm Patrick Hirsch for Marketplace.